views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing very good today. It is a snowy day here in North Carolina, which is, for North Carolina, kind of unusual, but it's a beautiful day. And pretty much everybody around this area is snowed in today. So it's a nice change for us here. So today is February 13th, and tomorrow is February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk a little bit today about intuition and love and how to kind of better understand the way your intuition operates with love in relationships. We're going to take the quiz that I have in my book, Love and Intuition, to find out your intuitive love type and talk about why that's important and how you can kind of better hone in and use your intuition to improve and enjoy your relationships a little bit more. And we also today are going to be taking calls. So feel free to give me a call if you'd like. It's 800-930-2819. And if you cannot get to the phone, but you have your computer, obviously, if you're listening on your computer, feel free to give me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. And I will be checking my email throughout the show to just see if anybody's emailed in. I do have a couple email questions I'm going to get to today. I also want to just mention, too, we're going to work out of my book today, Love and Intuition. And my book, You Are a Medium, has been released. It was released in December. It's selling well. Thank you, everybody, for who's bought it and put a comment on Amazon. I appreciate that very much. And if you haven't read it, it's about the way that we all kind of naturally connect with the other side, ways to improve your awareness of that and also to develop it a little bit further. And stories, there's a lot of stories in the book about from sessions of how people have, through their own life lessons, been able to help those on the other side. You know, we think and we know that they're helping us, those that we love on that have passed over in various ways, through their love, can reach out and sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle ways, guide us and direct us. And we also help them. Our life lessons, those things that, you know, the daily kind of challenges we have, when we are able to kind of move through that with grace and positivity, it helps those on the other side. So the book talks a lot about that, too. We do have a call right now. So before I get into the love and intuition and talk about that, maybe we'll go ahead and start with a call. So, Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am. And Kim from Missouri is on the line.
Kim
Welcome.
Is on the line. Great. Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Intuitive University Show.
Thank
Hi, Kim.
You. Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
I emailed you a couple weeks ago. I loved your book.
Great.
Are You a Medium? I loved it.
Which book were you talking
about?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Are you a medium?
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Well, thank you for calling in and letting me know that. Is there something you wanted me to look into today?
I'm feeling really stuck. I keep asking, I want to serve, you know, how can I serve? And it seems like every time I try to figure something out, it kind of hits a dead end. So I think, well, maybe I'm going in the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if my guides have...
Yeah, let me just see what I get with you. All righty. Well, one of the things that comes in pretty strong with you is that you definitely have an incredible amount of healing energy. You know, you are actually doing, without knowing it, I feel like you send out a lot of healing just through being you. You have a beautiful heart energy, a very open spirit. You have a very higher open chakra area. And you have some angels guide working with you, and they're coming in to say that you are already serving in that way, although obviously you're not always aware that you are. Just your thoughts, your ability to be present with people, and their love is moving through you to others. I do feel, though, in the future, more work with children coming for you. And I feel like, you know, you're really good with kids. You have such a gentleness to you and so much compassion. And I feel like it's going to be with children who are struggling in some way, whether it be through health or emotional trauma, issues like that. It may begin as volunteering in some way or one of those things where synchronicity just helps set that up. But you have a lot of healing. I kind of feel like really that's why you came in, was to work with the angelic realm with children and, you know, healing, a lot of healing energy with kids. Let's see, this is February 2014. Let me see when this is going to be coming in a little stronger. All right. You're already doing some work with people, though, aren't you, Kim?
I did just graduate from massage therapy school,
at the time calendar here, and I'm seeing that you're already actually working with people. You know, there's a lot of healing energy in the work you're doing with massage work. You might at some point, be, like I said, work with younger people, children. I feel like you're already working in the massage with healing, but it's going to come in even stronger with kids at some point. Let me look and see. This is February. All right. You know, you're very, very sensitive. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really pick up a lot. Just be a little careful when you work with people with massage that you don't absorb too much with them. You know, push, like, make sure that you have that white light energy that's going kind of outward and not pulling in too much, because you're, as I look at you, you're with people, you're very sensitive. I feel like that's one reason you're repelling a little bit, too. What's happening when I look at the schedule, you know, kind of like how things are happening here for you, is that one of the things going on is that there's a natural protection coming in, and that's why it may feel sometimes like your desire to connect with people and to serve isn't being met with your desire, is because there's a natural protection happening because you are so sensitive and your angels don't want you to get overloaded. So sometimes there's a feeling of repelling going on just to keep you in a good physical, emotional, mental state of being. So put a little bit more protection and light around yourself, and you're going to find that more people are going to come in. It's just a natural protection happening. But I'm going to have to go to break in a moment. But I do want to say that I do feel work with kids coming in. You know, it's funny. I almost feel like it's so strong, but I don't even really see it happening until maybe a year from now. Maybe, you know, it could be a little before that, but I feel part of it, again, is you're getting used to working with others and regulating how much you absorb, how much you give, because you're so incredibly sensitive. So know this, nothing is off track. You're just being protected right now. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, my dear. I hate to dash on you here, but I'm being told I've got a break right now. But thank you so much for calling. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. So we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to talk about love and intuition. And if you would like to give me a call, feel free, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You're back, Intuit University, and we're talking, hopefully, we'll get some time today. We'll talk about love and intuition. We're going to go to a caller in a moment, but before we do that, let me just talk a little tiny bit about love and intuition. You know, they are so closely connected, it's almost hard to separate them. Love, true love, deep love, love as energy, love as reality. More than the feeling of love, but the reality of love, the consciousness of love comes from the soul. It comes from that deep place within us. And it's often hard to communicate that kind of love. We feel it. We know it. It guides us. It is intuitive. It's a power. It's an energy, and it's a reality. And both love and intuition kind of not only speak to that more soulful part of us, but as I said earlier, it guides us in our interactions with others, in the choices we make for ourselves in life, how we treat ourselves, the compassion we're able to experience, the forgiveness we're able to give to ourselves and others. And so understanding that depth of love and understanding it as an energy, as a consciousness, and knowing that one of the ways that you will better know that reality is through your intuition, because it's non-logical. It's not something that we can necessarily make sense of through the rational mind. It is through our intuition that we're able to really listen to that inner voice of love and to experience that fully and to allow it to truly guide us. So in the book, Love and Intuition, I talk a lot about that. We're going to talk in a moment about, I think I'll just jump into the quiz in a moment to help you understand the way that you naturally intuit love, how there's different ways we do it, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But before I go into that, let's go ahead and take this call. Brian, who do you have on the line?
Well, if I'm hoping I get this right, it's Emma from Connecticut. Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Amla.
Amla. What a pretty name.
Yeah.
Amla. That's very nice. So glad you called in today. How are you?
I am, too. It's very snowy up here, too, in Connecticut.
Yeah,
so.
I know. We're not used to this. It's great, all the snow we're getting.
I know. It must be interesting to... like a Christmas all over again.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
I know,
you know?
Right. Isn't that true? Yep, definitely. Where are you in Connecticut?
I'm northwest of Hartford, about a half an hour west of Hartford.
Northwest. So
yeah.
You kind of are near where I grew up. I grew up like in Chicopee, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. We're about 45 minutes south of you. Yeah.
My dear, what can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
Okay, yes. I had a reading with you a while ago, and you were saying that a relationship potential might be coming in late winter, and I feel like a completely different person since the last time I talked to you. A lot of good change, positive change, and
good.
I feel like
positive
I'm really ready.
Change. It's good change.
So, yeah.
Oh, good.
So
well,
I'm wondering what you say. And
you know, I'm glad you asked that question because I kind of wanted to talk about that today. I'll tell you why, and then I'll look into this. Is because that's one of the most common questions that people ask is about relationships. When is someone coming in? When, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And it's important to recognize what people we don't always understand, and it's so important. I'm not saying you don't. I think you do. But
sure.
Is that, you know, we can see kind of energetically when there is the opportunity and when someone may be coming into someone's life in a relationship way. But the actual energy of that attraction and the vibration of that attraction belongs to the person. In other words, there are opportunities where doors open, and it's up to our vibration what gets kind of pulled in, what we attract. So if you kind of are in this like more evolved place, like your vibration has heightened and you're in a loving place, then what you attract will actually be at a higher vibration. You get it?
Yeah.
All right. So with that said, let me just look in. So you're talking about a particular person, correct?
Yeah.
Don't tell me too much. Just tell me like a first letter of the name would be good.
No, I don't have anybody, actually.
One person that you already were in a relationship with.
No,
so you're
well,
just
maybe that's what you're sensing. I don't know. But
oh, okay. But, so the question is more, is somebody, am I going to be in that? Is somebody, okay, let me just see.
Yeah.
There.
Sorry.
All right, let's see. This is February. Let me just see what I get. All righty. Well, I have to tell you, I feel like there's a lot going on with you right now. I feel like kind of what I was just talking about in a way. I feel like you are almost working. You're doing a lot of inner work. You're doing a lot of there's a lot of awareness going on with you right now.
Sure.
And you're kind of reconstructing in some ways your reality about this, what you want, who you want, what you want it to feel like. And I say that because I feel like this work is taking priority over time, which is a good thing. because you want the work to take priority over time. You know, you don't want to just attract somebody and then have it be kind of one of those difficult, disastrous relationships, you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's best to kind of like make that inner work priority, which is what you're doing. So bravo, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. So let me just see, with that said, though, because you're almost putting up this really good energy of hold on a minute. Let's pull the, you know, kind of, whoa, let's just see what we got here. All right, but let's see. This is February.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm feeling it more into like April right now with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling. But this is like I said, this is a good thing. You know, I mean, honestly, readings should be information that helps us to kind of alter and to kind of like take more power in our lives. So, good for you. I do feel good about this, too. I feel like you're so intuitively conscious right now. It's great. You know, I feel like I feel it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, no, that's not who I want. Let me wait. Yep. Let me kind of, you know, do this a different way. So I feel, you know, real good about this. So it's
going to
be good.
What's going on? It's interesting you say that because it's pouring into my girlfriends. I'm making a completely whole bowl of soup of friends right now. And
oh, good.
It's swirling into my girlfriends of what's acceptable and creating healthy boundaries, and which I had huge problem. Like, I was my worst enemy in my own way because I constantly, that was the past. But, I'm creating, you know, I want to be strong within myself and feeling empowered is key. So that's
what's
definitely happening.
Very well, because that is really the thing. I mean, that's really the truth. That's the whole thing right there. Is like
Absolutely.
What you just said: feeling strong, feeling empowered.
Exactly.
And kind of really,
you know,
taking that control.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you see maybe how we meet? Is it through my work, like my writing, or?
Okay, let me see what we get here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this: it feels humorous. I get a lot of that nice life, light laughter. I'm not sure exactly. I'll just tell you what I'm seeing. I see you more outdoors with him, and I'm not sure if that's where you meet, but I do feel kind of a casual outdoors, light laughter. Let me see before that what has happened. Yeah, somebody who's creative, it could very likely be through some creative endeavor. Could be through, I don't know if it's funny, I don't know if you ever go to little art festivals or things like that, but or an art showing. I feel like it might be something that has to do with creativity and art is how you're going to meet.
Okay.
And, but with people, it feels kind of social.
That's awesome.
All right, my dear.
Well, thank you so much.
Carry on.
I really appreciate
good job.
It.
Thank
All
you
right,
so much
you take care and stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. We're going to go to break in a minute. Well, before we go to break, please get some paper and maybe a pen or pencil, because when we come back, you're going to take the quiz. That's going to help you determine what your intuitive love type is. It's how you in relationships work with the energy of love and what kind of what we were talking about. You know, kind of using that awareness, using that energy to create more of what you want, attract more of what you want, and to really in the relationships you're in, whether it be an intimate relationship or friends or family or work people or whatever, but to kind of really be able to experience the most positive and fulfilling connections that you can have with others. Because there are, you know, four different ways that we intuit naturally, which I've talked about in most of my books, which is through our feelings, through our thoughts, through our physical body, and through our energy field. And, you know, we all understand love as emotion, and we can receive energy information through clear empathy, which is the ability to feel others' feelings. We can intuit through our thoughts, telepathy, knowing how others, knowing their thoughts. We can intuit through clairsentience, which is feelings in our body, like gut feelings, gut sensations, and through our energy field. Sometimes people dream about other people. That's kind of a common way in relationships to understand others, is to dream about them, or to even kind of dream a dream of the future, of a future relationship. And that's a lot of times spiritual intuitives intuit that way. So when we come back, we're going to talk about whether or not you're a spiritual intuitive love type, emotional, mental, or physical, because each love type experiences the energy of love somewhat differently. And so it's a good thing to know. So we'll be right back and we'll go through the quiz.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sherry, and we're back, and I hope you have your pens and pencils out because we're going to start the quiz. I'm going to do a few questions, and then I do have an email question I'm going to get to. So, first question. Now, by the way, all of what I tell you, you're going to have four options, A, B, C, or D, and every single one of them is going to be true for you. So just pick the one that feels the most common, the most often, or just go with your initial feeling. All right. I am most comfortable with others who A, discuss their ideas, B, share their feelings, C, participate in activities, D, seek spiritual growth. So the question again is, I'm most comfortable with others who A, discuss their ideas, B, share their feelings, C, participate in activities, or D, seek spiritual growth. All right, second question. When a relationship ends, I am most likely to A, try and figure out what happened and why, B, grieve and seek out supportive friends and family, C, get busy with work or recreational activities, or D, meditate on the lessons and purpose of the relationship. All right, question three. I express love most often by A, understanding others, B, feeling what others feel, C, acts of service, or D, offering inspiration and positive energy. So I express love most often by understanding others is A, B is feeling what others feel, C is acts of service, or D is offering inspiration and positive energy. Okay, question number 4. When I sense that my partner is detaching from the relationship, I A, share my impressions and try to discuss what I sense is happening. B, tell my partner that I love him or her and try to elicit his or her love in various ways. C, become more sensual and sexual. Or D, say nothing, meditate, and look to my dreams for guidance. Okay, we're going to try to do 4 more, and then I will do the email question. Number 5, I'm most likely to seek the help of angels and spirit guides when A, I need a solution to a problem. B, I need to feel loved. C, I would rather connect to fairies and nature spirits. Or D, I want companionship. Question 6. I know a relationship is over when A, we no longer share the same ideas and goals or see things in the same way. B, I am no longer in love. C, I am no longer physically attracted. Or D, I have learned what I need to learn in the relationship. All right, question 7. Without knowing how, I often have insight into another's A, thoughts, B, emotions, C, physical health, or D, dreams and aspirations. All right, number 8. My perfect date would include A, a long, interesting discussion under a moonlit sky, B, feeling my heart open with the warm glow of passion, C, being close, holding hands and cuddling, or D, being in the presence of a kindred spirit with electrifying feelings of a soul connection. All right, so those are the first 8 questions. And I'm going to get back to what they all that means, kind of what, and again, I know that a lot of those is probably, they're all true, but just go with what feels the most right. All of these questions are in my book, Love and Intuition. The quiz in the book is, let's see how long it is. I think it's 22 questions, so we're only going to get to probably a few of them, but let me take this email. All right. I've read online and heard from friends that by attending energy healing metaphysical workshops that you can sometimes become prey to certain lower energies, entities, or even people outright taking energy from you, causing fatigue or sickness. I feel I might have had someone doing this to me recently at a random store, but I knew right away and strengthened my protection around myself and my family. When I tried to send the intent of wishing them well, but telling them they need to leave, I still felt uneasy in my stomach. Is there any real truth to this, and how do you stop it? How would you completely stay protected while attending a class, for example, that asks you to be open? My natural feeling about this is to think that no one wants to do us harm, and maybe they need the energy more than I do, but are things and people who want to do harm or who are teaching might be a class under the guise of taking. Okay, let me just talk about this. All right, so the question is about kind of psychic vampires, people who kind of rob us of energy, take energy from us, and it can cause us to feel tired, ill, sick, exhausted. You know, I'm glad I'm doing this question today because actually I talk a lot about this in the book, Love and Intuition. What I call this spiritual codependence, and the root of spiritual codependence is, well, what spiritual codependence is that just what this email's about. It's about our inability to understand that love, what we need, comes from within, and knowing the source within ourselves to get that need met. When we feel we need someone else's energy, when we see someone who's full of energy and bright and positive and glowing and full of love, we want that. And so when people don't realize that they can get that from within themselves, and that source is within themselves, it is them, they send out kind of these energetic funnels, energetic ties to people wanting to, you know, connect and siphon off some of that good energy. And that's spiritual codependence. It's our inability to kind of understand ourselves as free and unlimited and to know the source of that love within. One of the, and there, unfortunately, there are people out there who take classes, a lot of people who are interested in learning how to love more and learning about spirituality and learning about all of this are people who are searching for more love to feel that. And it's a good search. It's a wonderful search. It's the search that we all need to take. We just need to know how to find it within. We're going to take a break in a moment. I want to talk about this a little bit more when we get back. And again, talk about the little quiz you just took. And I'll tell you a little bit about maybe the scores. I'm about to sneeze. Maybe I won't. But if you feel this happening to you, if in your gut or in your heart, you feel someone taking energy from you, and trust the feeling, it happens all the time. Don't second guess yourself. And I also want you to know, and this is really important, allowing someone to siphon off energy for you like that, love from you, doesn't actually help them. It's almost like giving someone who is an alcoholic or a drug addict a drug and saying, well, that's what they want, so I'll give it to them. It doesn't really help because the real issue is finding that source within self. So when we get back, I will give you a little bit of tips on how to actually deal with that. And again, we'll talk a little bit about the quiz, and hopefully we will get it all done. All right. So we will be right back then.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University.
Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're at our last segment here, so I'm going to kind of speak a little fast today, right now. All right. So we're talking about spiritual codependence and people kind of siphoning off energy from you. The best way to prevent this is to understand and know within your heart, mind, and soul that this is not helping them. It's when we really feel kind of this feeling of, you know, they need this. I have to give it to them. I have a lot of love. Let me let them have it is when we get into trouble. If you can fully recognize that you're kind of emitting white light as a kind of protection around yourself, and also not allowing and knowing the key is to know that anyone can access the kind of love that you're experiencing. And when you know that, you can project that thought to them, that awareness to them. And that thought, that awareness, even if they don't consciously get it, will be part of their energy awareness. And that will protect you. And it'll also help them to, at some point, come into that awareness themselves. And again, I talk a lot about this in the book, Love and Intuition. And all right, so let me talk about the quiz. Now, we only did 8 questions. There's 22 in the book. There's a lot more to go through. But just so you'll kind of have a little bit of sense of what the quiz is like, I'm going to go through a couple things. If you scored, and again, we only did 4 questions, but if, let's say, it's hard to say because let's say most of your answers were A. If most of your answers were A, that means that you're you're a mental intuitive, a mental, the way that you intuit is through understanding, is through your absorbing love through thought, through consciousness. Now, mental intuitives feel love as understanding, communication, acceptance, thoughtfulness, non-judgmental approval, and recognition for their ideas. If you are in a relationship with a mental intuitive, that is how they are going to feel love. Understand them, communicate with them, accept them exactly the way that they are. Notice their thoughtfulness, the way that mental intuitives want to help you solve problems when they're in love. They want to give so much in that way. And recognize their ideas, their originality, the way that they come up with solutions for things. And a lot of times mental intuitives, that is the way that they are going to express love to you. They're going to try to solve your problems. They're going to kind of try to come up with great ideas that will help you. But that is their expression of love. Okay, if you answered most of those questions B, you're an emotional intuitive. And an emotional intuitive feels love more through a heart opening, through warmth, through caring, through emotional intensity. You know, emotional intuitives in love have to feel a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion, and it can sometimes be overwhelming to other people because it can be such at a heightened state of being in love, you know, all of that love, love, love. For a mental intuitive, that's going to seem a little uncomfortable because, again, a mental intuitive is going to want to intuit and feel that love through understanding, communication, that kind of thing. Emotional intuitives love romantic gestures, acts of kindness, compassion, you know, that kind of deep feeling of feeling connected in that way. All right. If you answered most of those questions C, that means that you are more of a physical intuitive in love. And a physical intuitive in love, let me tell you some of the key words for physical intuitives in love, is that they like to, they're the more physical kind. They feel love through touch, through body, through, they got to feel it in their, you know, physical intuitives are the gut feelers. They're going to feel it deep in their gut. When, you know, they meet someone, their body's going to feel, they're going to feel it like shivers down their spine or something like that. But, you know, physical intuitives love touch, holding hands, cuddling, massaging each other, walking together in nature hand in hand. Spending time together is very important for a physical intuitive. Time, presence. And one of the good things about physical intuitives, a lot of times they'll express love by tangible support, by helping with chores around the house, doing things for people, running errands. They're the type that, you know, will bring food to a function, a lot of food, good food. You know, it's their way of kind of expressing care and love is going to be more through physical acts as opposed to obviously the spiritual or mental, which is going to be for the mental again, you know, kind of communication and ideas. And for the emotional, it's through the feelings, the intensity of that. But physical intuitives are great because their love shows up in a very kind of tangible way. All right. If you answered most of those questions D, it means you're a spiritual intuitive in love. And spiritual intuitives, let me tell you some of the keywords for them. They're a little different, you know. They can be a little bit harder to understand. But spiritual intuitives, a lot of times, will simply feel love as energy between you and, you know, they feel the energy. They're, you know, like we call it chemistry when we meet someone. Well, I don't know. It was just chemistry. Something happened there. That's energy. That's a real tangible, well, for a spiritual intuitive, it's a very tangible connection with another. A lot of times a spiritual intuitive will have a feeling of a purpose in a relationship. You know, I met this person, I'm with this person, and I feel like I'm in his life or her life to help her with this or to learn this lesson or to experience this, that we came together in this life because we're so much alike and it's important for my growth and his or her growth. Their understanding of connection is a little bit more ethereal than the other types. And a lot of times they'll feel that connection despite the physical distance. Spiritual intuitives in many ways are going to be the ones that are able to do long distance relationships better because they don't necessarily need the physical body because it's more about the energy. Unlike a physical intuitive who would have a really hard time with a long distance relationship because they need the touch, they need the physical presence to really feel that kind of connection, that warmth, you know, holding hands and things like that. A lot of times spiritual intuitives are the most likely to feel love at first sight because it is kind of really that energy awareness again. And a lot of times they'll feel that there's that deep soul connection. They're the ones that feel the most important. It's got to be a soul connection, that kind of wordless, I just know in my heart something about this person. I'm meant to be with them for a certain reason, or we're meant to be together. All right, so that's just a little bit of a snippet there about the intuitive love types and how they get along. It's really good sometimes to know the people in your life, what their love, intuitive love type is, because keep in mind, the intuition part of it is that's the unspoken. That's how we're always operating. And so that energy exchange is really important. It's important that we become more aware of our energy exchange with people and to really speak to how others absorb love energy from us, because it'll bring a lot more harmony, peace, and joy into a relationship just knowing that. All right, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful day today, and tomorrow is wonderful Valentine's Day, and I hope that all the love that you would ever desire and want is just pouring and pouring into your life and just helping you to feel wonderful every moment of every day. And if you want to take the full quiz, learn more about the types, check out Love and Intuition. Amazon Llewellyn is the publisher. And my new book, You Are a Medium, please take a look at that too. Discover Your Psychic Type and The Miracle Worker's Handbook. All right, everybody. It's been great today. And stay warm, stay dry, and I will be back in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We'll be right back.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.